I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 870. What a great death. Now, those two words may not go together for you, great and death, but I want to show you today how they can. We tend to run from death, pretend it's not coming, when deep down we know it is. We sometimes even fear it. We spend big bucks to avoid it. And we certainly don't want to talk about it. Awkward. But in Christ, death is not the big boogeyman that we have to live in terror of anymore. In fact, the scriptures even have the gall, the chutzpah, to say, "Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord." All right, that's different. That's not the way the world sees it. Let's talk today about some great deaths. This podcast is called The Two Greatest, after the two greatest commandments, to love God, heart, soul, mind, strength, up until our last breath, until we too face death. I read an article recently by Dan Coas titled, "The 50 Greatest Fictional Deaths of All Time." All right, the key word in that title is fictional. These are deaths that come from movies and books and so on. Now, we don't have time to list all 50, but if you were picking the 50 greatest fictional deaths of all time, what would be on your list? Here are some of the ones they included. Macbeth in Macbeth. Fantine in La Miserable. Beth March in Little Women. Of course, you've got to include the Wicked Witch of the West in The Wizard of Oz. That was classic. Or Gollum in Lord of the Rings. And I bet you can think of others as you think about the greatest works of fiction and the deaths that occurred in those works. Of course, those are fiction. But what is the greatest death of all time? The greatest real, true, historical death of all time? Well, I think you know where I'm going with that. It has to be the death of Jesus. And it was the greatest for a lot of different reasons. First of all, his death was the atoning sacrifice for our sin. Check, that kind of covers it all. But it's also great because he didn't stay dead. He arose again, and he's alive forevermore. Revelation 1 has these glorious words for us. Jesus said, "Fear not, I am the first and the last and the living one. I died, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and Hades." Woohoo! Now that's a great death. But we're not done yet. Are you ready? You see, Jesus isn't the only one to do the dying. Say what? We are to die too. Jesus said, if you're going to follow him, you got to deny yourself, take up your cross, that was an instrument of death, and follow him. We die with him, but we also get to rise with him. Paul said, "I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live." So there's death and resurrection. "But Christ lives in me, and the life I live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me." You see, we too can have a great death. The great question is this: if you could choose how you die, what would you choose and why? Let's pray. Lord, I was dead and you made me alive. My old self is dead. Help me try not to resuscitate it again. My old way, my old values, my old habits, my old sins are dead, and I am new in you, resurrected to new life, and looking forward to the ultimate resurrection with you in your forever kingdom. Lord, I've already had a great death, and I've been born again. Help my life to display the new life that is already mine, right now, today. And help me to let the old stay dead and the life of the new be evident in how I live my days. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 871. In the meantime, death's not a pleasant subject. You know, I've been in the hospital with a lot of families when loved ones have died. I've seen families scream and wail and literally bang their heads against the wall in pain because the loss of their loved one without Christ is forever. And I've seen other families grieve too, but not like those who have no hope. They cry for the temporary loss, the right now separation that will one day be fixed in the coming kingdom. I've seen some really great deaths, and those deaths have bolstered my faith and encouraged my soul. And I pray that when we die, others will see our faith and they will be encouraged too. Today, let's live in such a way that if it's our last day, people will say, "What a great death!"